Welcome to Walking Meditation. For this meditation, it's helpful to find a track. It's easiest to have something like a yoga mat laid out, to just have a path of 5 to perhaps at the most 10 feet. Something that is easy for you to walk. Something where you don't have to rebalance a whole lot in terms of terrain. As few distractions as possible are helpful here. So find a space that works for you. Find a track that works for you. Trying always to keep it simple, not overthinking it. And once you have this space opened up for you, coming to one end of it and taking a moment to stand still. This is always a good place to anchor in. Feel yourself balanced as best as you can. Feel yourself grounded, rooted into the earth underneath you, through your feet. And always taking a moment to notice this learned magical thing of standing. Knowing that standing is a learned behavior, born out of falling many, many times in our childhood. And the miracle of a few feet of vertical body standing on a few inches of feet. Noticing how this comes to be. For most of us, it is so natural we forget the magic, the miracle, and the wisdom of the body to learn to continuously move into balance and continuously support us. So, allowing a moment to know you're standing and fully be aware of it. You might notice the smallest of sensations in the feet, becoming curious. If it takes very, very small adjustments to even be standing. And I'd invite you now to have the intention to invite walking meditation as a practice. Noticing the intention in the mind that will invite the body to work with it. What does it take to walk? Curious. You perhaps might want to shift the weight onto one side, one leg, and then gently lifting the other foot, moving, placing. Might notice the weight has shifted, the other foot lifting, moving, placing. Lifting, moving, placing. You might notice if you're doing this slow, balance may be a little more challenging. Play with the pace to allow for curiosity, care, and attention. Simply focusing, holding, just walking in this moment. Noticing even that the step is a concept. really interested in all of the parts of the step. You might have come to the end of the mat, allowing yourself to be still here. Moments when we come to the end of our track are moments to reconnect, be still again. If your mind has been wandering, we invite it to come back to this body, this moment. Breathe in, connect with, and then choosing to turn, making it very conscious. Coming back to center, both feet together, and intentionally taking the next step. Lifting, moving, placing. Continuing at your own pace. You might invite as soft a step as possible to notice the sensations as deeply as you can. Just focusing on the sensations of moving and placing. Taking smaller steps, taking larger steps, and if you've come to the end of the mat, giving yourself a moment to reconnect, letting go of the thoughts that might be there, staying with the stability of the body for a moment, steadying, being with, and then inviting the body to turn, staying with the body in the moment, not letting the mind go two steps before you. You might notice the mind may have already turned before you turn. Coming into steadiness, and then very gently again, with conscious attention, stepping, being aware of the weight shifting, lifting, moving, and stepping. Continuing at your own pace. And when you come to the end of the mat again, inviting just a moment to reconnect. Always using this as a moment to train the mind to pause. Train the mind to be with instead of jumping into the next moment. And this time, you might play with patterns that are imprinted. So if you have a tendency to always turn in one direction only, inviting the body to now consciously turn in the other direction, noticing if it is any different for you. Turning and bringing the feet together. And then very gently inviting the body again to move with the foot that you don't always start with. What happens when we break patterns? Offering that lifting, moving, placing. As you start with a different foot than what you're used to. Continuing on. If you find yourself looking down out of habit, you might invite the face to look up a little and sense into your feet. No need to think about walking. This is an invitation to sense into walking. Sense into what it feels like to lift and place. Very different sensations in your foot, in your whole leg, in your body. And once again, if you've come to the end of your track, pausing, reconnecting with the breath, taking a moment to be here instead of lost in thought, and very gently turning again, continuing at your own pace, playing with, experimenting with the pace of your step, how big or small the step you take. But once you find a rhythm that works for you, steadying the mind now, steadying the body, and really staying with the sensations of walking quietly, lifting, moving, placing, shifting the weight, lifting, moving, placing. Continuing to do this at your own pace. Continuing to work with curious, soft attention. Placing the foot with the kind of care you might have if you're placing the foot in a dark night with no footwear on. Very curious and very careful. That kind of attention. Notice again if your shoulders have rounded, if you're looking down, allow for an opening in the chest. Keep your head up, feel into, sense into the stepping, the being still, the turning. Know that each turn that you make at the end of your track is an invitation to reconnect and to make a choice. You always have a choice. Which way will you turn? Which foot will you start with? If you don't exercise the choice out of consciousness, habit will make a choice for you. And you might just know this. Becoming very curious. Lifting, moving, placing. Quiet, kind attention. And you might just notice if thoughts are walking along with you. And you might very gently bring the awareness to just the sensed feeling of lifting, moving your foot, and placing it. And as we come to a close of this practice, coming to one end of your track, taking a moment again to bring your feet together, bringing the body in balance. And just touching in. Again, as we always do, we open to a sense of generosity. This generous gift you have given yourself. It may seem very strange if you're doing this for the first time, this walking meditation. And it may seem still new, even if you've done it again and again. This gift of exploration, meditation in movement, and the gift of time, of care, of connection that you've offered yourself. Feeling into the gratitude for this practice. Thank you so much for your practice. May you truly be well.